Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
All righty. What the hell is going on with Aaron Rodgers? Seriously, what is going on with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers? I'll tell you what's going on. They got too much damn drama. Listen, am I surprised that they got their asses kicked the way they did in Jacksonville against the Saints? Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that bad. But I am not one who has ever been in the thought of picking them to win the Super Bowl this year. I've not been one that thinks that they're going to have the success they've had the past couple of years because they have far too much drama in their building, in their locker room, and especially with their best player. And I'm not so surprised that Aaron looked off. Maybe not as off as he did, but I'm not that surprised. But they got far too much drama to be, you know, the team the Packers have been.
And when you look at Aaron Rodgers, either one or two things is going on. Either this guy is really, really happy and doing really, really well, or he is miserable and going through something and it's troubling. Like, it's one or the other. Either he's quit and given up on his, like, outward appearance, which seemed to be reflected on the field in some of the decisions that he made, in the throws that he made on Sunday, which sounds like he's crediting to the offensive line being terrible, which it was, I will admit. But
we took him right on out, didn't he?
Aaron Rodgers became a bus driver all of a sudden. He went from quarterback to bus driver because he threw his offensive line under the bus on the Pat McAfee show. But he's either doing really well, he's doing terrible. Seth Payne, y'all check out at Seth C. Payne on Twitter, had a great tweet with a photo of Aaron Rodgers in the post game and said, this is highly specific, but he said, this photo smells like coffee and cigarettes at a Denny's on your first weekend visit with your dad after the divorce.
God, and did you have it memorized?
Well, I read it off.
Good
because
God.
it was highly specific, and somewhere is the inner smaller childlike Seth Payne speaking to us through this Aaron Rodgers photo, but it goes to show you where Aaron Rodgers is at right now. He's got the salt and pepper beard. He's got the man bun. He's making bad decisions on the field. He used to be the guy who wasn't risky at all. And then he goes out there in his first game and he's just doing whatever the hell he wants. Something ain't right
there. It looks like the Big Lebowski. Like, he looks like he should be walking everywhere in a bathrobe, a dirty robe, complaining about his rug getting pissed on. And he just looks like he's careless. Like, he looked either ill-prepared or just awful in that game. So
they all did, right?
Well, yeah.
The entire team.
But you can't be the way he was in the offseason. And I love Aaron Rodgers, but you can't play GM, whine and cry, say it was about the money. Oh, never mind. No, it's about drafting my replacement. Oh, no, it's about the money. And then show up for the first game in week one and put that out on the field.
And know it's about trading for Randall Cobb, bringing Randall Cobb
back. Oh,
yeah. Like, did Randall Cobb come back for this? for this Packers outfit.
He left prison. That's what he was trying to get out of here, which he was referring to prison. Don't get me started on Randall.
But then the irony of Aaron Rodgers now looking like he feels like he's in prison.
But dude, I mean, you look at that team. It's just, that's just too much drama to overcome. Like, when is the last time you've seen a team that has this type of self-inflicted internal drama that has been successful like this? Yeah. I mean, who's done this? Like, it doesn't, like, it's just too much surrounding them this year, and I think that's as much of it. Aaron didn't look good, but the whole team didn't look good. The defense has stunk. Who's that King guy? That corner?
Yeah, oh my Kevin. God, is it, man. Kevin King?
He's got to be one of the worst. He's awful.
He looks like he's trying out for the 2020 Houston Texans. Like he should be
like he's
somewhere in the mix of that, of guys who don't really belong out there.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. He's just awful. It's just too much happening. It's just too much happening around that team.
Red 22.
All right. Last night, it was a really good game on Monday Night Football.
Man, one of the best I've seen in a while.
Yeah, it was a really good game. And the Ravens, they drop it. And, boy, I thought they were going to win it multiple times. They seemed to have control of the game most of the way. And then at the end, they took the lead. And Derek Carr did some stuff I didn't know really Derek Carr had it in him.
Yeah.
And brought the Raiders back to one, tie it on really basically two throws at the end of the game. And then in a crazy, crazy back and forth overtime, they were able to win it on a long touchdown pass from David Carr. But it got me to thinking, fellas, I am concerned about Lamar Jackson. Like, he's got a real Ben Simmons feel to me.
Ooh, no way.
Him and Ben are very talented and have, and it can affect the game. But they both came into their respective leagues with a problem. And it's a pretty big problem for their position. Like, Ben's a point guard and can't shoot. And Lamar's a quarterback that seems to still throw the same way he did when he was at Louisville.
Yeah. I mean,
like, there's been no improvement on either one of them. And it's obviously going to hold them back and holds their teams back. Lamar still, I mean, it does not seem like he has taken steps. And he won an MVP,
yeah,
unanimous. But he does not seem to have taken steps in the passing game. I watched the way that Derek Carr ended the game. Fellas, I don't know that Lamar could have done that.
Oh, you don't think he could have thrown that last pass or busted coverage where the man was butt-naked wide open?
No, I'm talking
you
about
you and I could have did that.
40 seconds left. 37,
maybe not on the back
37,
foot,
35 seconds left. They got the ball at the 25.
And they threw two passes.
And they were in field goal range.
No, I feel you.
I don't know that Lamar could be that accurate that many times. And yeah. I'm worried about him.
No, look, I think we know what Lamar is. And, like, he's a limited passer. You know, he's not very accurate, but what he brings to you in the run game is so dynamic, and it just changes the whole complexion of the offense, where you can build an offense around him. Like, I think it, for all the shortcomings, and I'm not disagreeing with you, I think the tape shows it, like, he's not a very good passer, but what he brings to you in the run game, like, I think about some of the plays that he did make and some of the things that he was able to do. I think you are able to build a team around Lamar that can be successful. Obviously, it hasn't been. It has not been successful.
That throwing thing at quarterback.
Yeah, that. So they can't play from behind, which is an issue. Like, they are.
You're describing the football version of Ben Simmons.
No,
you can build around him, a great defender, a great distributor. He's got a lot of qualities.
Lamar,
but he can't shoot in
game.
A game that shooting is very, very impactful.
But see, I wouldn't say Lamar can't throw at all. I think he's just an inconsistent passer. Give me Lamar Jackson throwing the ball over Ben Simmons shooting any day. Like, to save your life right now. What's the three things that y'all do? Head,
my head, harder, scrotum.
Okay, head, harder, scrotum. Do you want Lamar Jackson trying to hit the trash can, or do you want Ben Simmons shooting a free throw?
Hit Lamar hitting a trash can? Oh, God, I don't know. How far is the trash can?
20 yards. Let's go 25 yards.
Man.
Lamar,
I know,
all day.
I know, yeah. Lamar's going to throw it as hard as he can, but I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe Lamar is a slightly better passer than Ben is a shooter, because Lamar at least attempts passes. Ben doesn't attempt shots. But the same thing is, both of them have come in with that as a huge problem, and they don't seem to have changed from when they came in.
He needs to be a better passer, but I think when a quarterback affects the running game in that way, Like, that's not somebody that you give up on and you still kind of were. Like, it is disappointing. I'll say that. It is very disappointing that he has not improved upon his rookie year as a passer, and you would like to see that. But, I mean, it makes sense that, you know, that you would still be enamored with a player like that who can affect a run game. Like he is, and what this is what's so great about him, he is their run and pass game. Like, he's the team. He is the offense. He is it. So, like, you acknowledge his shortcomings, but I think he just brings so much that you kind of live with it.
There are small plays that happened in this game that I think could have ended it. And watching Peyton and Eli, which was entertaining yesterday, talk about it, there was a second down in like five. And Sammy Watkins was just standing in the middle of the field, and he just threw a damn rocket 5 yards away from him high that he couldn't complete. Like, he just couldn't complete that easy pass to take that first down that may have changed the complexion of the game. Like, it has not gotten better. He looks like the same way he did at Louisville. Maybe a little bit better because he's had more time to work on it, but, like, that, I'm concerned about it.
He is not a good enough passer. Like, we can agree on that. He is not good enough throwing the ball.
Blue 80, easy, white 90.
Well, I see the text line already with their spatulas cooking this one up. The league sources tell Adam Schefter that Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy will emerge as a head coaching candidate for USC. Bieniemy is from Southern California and has told Confidence that in the past that USC is one of the college jobs that might intrigue him or interest him. Eric Bieniemy, USC, what's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, I just want Eric Bieniemy to go. First of all, I think it's a little funny that they're firing Clay Helton into what is it, two games into the season?
Yeah.
Like, when college teams do that, like, you were talking about Sark not being a good fit for a leader of men. I think it is a bad look when you fire your – unless there's something egregious behind the scenes that we don't know about. I think it's a bad look for a program to be getting rid of the guy two games into a season. I just think that's an awful look. But aside from that, when it comes to Eric Bieniemy, like, I think he could come in right away and help with recruiting, obviously help with their offense. Like, he is an obvious fit. Like, if I was on USC and Eric Bieniemy is interested and wants to, I would jump on that because, like, it's already odd enough to a lot of us that he hasn't already gotten a job in the NFL. Like, there are NFL teams that would take Eric Bieniemy. USC would be lucky to get it.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. If he wants to go to college and go this route, and I'm all for it. I mean, he deserves to be a head coach in the NFL. It's absolutely ridiculous that he's not. And I don't really give a damn if you think any different. I don't like your opinions or opinions, but if you don't think Eric Bieniemy deserves to be a head coach in the NFL, I would just say your opinion's wrong.
Sometimes people have bad opinions.
We've just never seen. Yeah. We've never seen anybody with his resume not become a head coach. So if he wants to go to USC as a blue blood, we saw what Pete Carroll did at USC. If he wants to do that, yeah. But I know pretty confident that Eric Bieniemy wants to be an NFL head coach. Like, that is his dream. If he wants to wait another year with that, I'll never say never. Like, no way will this be the year he not gets hired. Well, I don't know. Hey, who knows what happens?
But look, we got to keep that same energy show. I mean, we were just talking about Steve Sarkisian and his history with alcohol, Eric Bieniemy, and I'm not crapping on the guy. I don't know all of the details and everything, but he's got a little bit of a history too.
He had
some run-ins too.
He had a DUI.
Though I think he would be great to work with young kids. I think he's got that kind of personality and that type of, energy that I think I would like him, going into living rooms and recruiting kids and sitting down with their families and things like that.
You not sense that? You can fairly do it if you don't sense a difference of a DUI to being drunk while coaching kids and working with kids.
Yeah, the DUI is worse than being drunk and coaching with kids, because that's endangering people.
That would be worse. I see those as especially in terms of coaching. They're both awful. I see those as different things in coaching kids. But he is a candidate at the lead, potentially a lead candidate at USC. Eric Bieniemy, who was interviewed for this job, sort of, here with the Texans. All right, coming up, Brandon Scott is on fire about one Houston Astro. We'll discuss that coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Clint Sterner out today. Brandon Scott is in. You can catch his work on sportsradio610.com. He covers it all. And one thing that he also covers is that every press conference or Zoom conference there damn near is the Houston Astros. And you are really fired up about our guy who was the GOAT last night, the GOAT of the game, 4 for 5, 2 homers, pimping them bad boys. I asked you when I came in, I'll let you give the answer. I said, what are you hot on today? What are you feeling? That's kind of pulling the curtain back. What are you feeling?
Yeah.
What you own today? And you said to me,
Jose Siri. Look, I didn't even want to stretch it. For me, I was going to say, man, what's the Texans thing that I could be hot? But you know what? I was hot on that yesterday. That was on a reaction Monday. I wasn't, you know, you guys had your regular lineup on Monday. I wasn't in, but I was hot on the Texans yesterday. After last night, aside from that Monday night football game, Jose Siri coming to life. For me, he was just like a Twitter idea, you know, being a part of Astros Twitter, following the Sugarland Skeeters, hearing people talk about Jose Siri, who was highly thought of when he entered the league at 17 years old, like 9 years ago, and has just kind of been a minor league lifer ever since. I think he's been through maybe 3 organizations since then, and it just has not panned out. He's kind of had – it's taken a while for him to develop. And here he is, his first start, his first major league start, pimping a home run, hitting 2 of them, you know, a fairly new stadium out there, you know, against the Rangers.
I'm not going to lie to you. We were asking yesterday, why is he starting?
Why? I heard you. Clint said it. He was like, why is him starting?
What are we doing
weird.
Here?
Right.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. Well, we saw.
Is that Alvarez? Well, my goodness. Shut up.
Yeah. And there he is, like, performing. And then on top of that, I mean, that's what we got from the bat. Like, now the truth is about Jose Siri is that he strikes out way too much. Doesn't have the greatest plate discipline. you know, he's got swings and misses and like mechanical issues and all of that technical stuff. There are issues there. But he's also got the thing that you can't teach, and it's also something that the Astros just don't have a ton of, especially since they traded away Miles Straw, which is speed on the base pass. And like even one of their better or faster guys, to me, is not a great base runner, like, or doesn't make great decisions on the base pass, and that is Jose Altuve. So between Jazz McCormick, Jake Myers, Kyle Tucker, and Altuve, you've got some speed, but you don't really feel like you've got that real base running threat. It hasn't hurt them as an offense. Obviously, they're, you know, probably the best offense, and they're top three, top five in almost every offensive statistical category in the league. But this is an element to the team that they don't really have right now. It's just a guy, even if he's on your bench, even if he's just playing sometimes situationally, who all you got to do is get the guy on base, and he can threaten. He can at least be disruptive on the base pass. And so, you know, I'm excited about him, not just because, you know, he pimped a home run and, you know, went 4 for 5 and hit a couple of home runs last night. Like, now that we know that that's in there, that's something to be excited about as well.
Got a little pop.
But to me, he basically is like, you know, last year's Miles Straw, you know, a bench player who you can bring in, be a solid base runner for you, but also got a little pop to him.
Well, fellas, tell me if this is a little toasty. I don't believe I give hot takes. I believe I give takes that I believe in that some people turn into a little steamy.
It's going to start a fire!
Well, okay. What an ass. But tell me if you think this is a little hot. I think he's a shoe-in to make the postseason roster. Yeah. I think a shoe-in for what you just talked about. Like, so the postseason roster, you can have obviously more, more players, and then guys like Jake Odorizzi, you don't carry.
Who you've seen enough of.
Right, you've seen it. Like, he's not going to be a starter. You've got a long guy in Christian Javier because you don't know what to do with him. So, I mean, like, a guy like him's not going to be on it. You're not going to carry. Or, hell, Jose Urquidy could be the long guy. Who knows how many starters you use. So you'll have more. Like, you have to have on your bench somebody that if you need to have the Dave Roberts happen, like he was, like he was the professional pinch runner that would steal bases for the Red Sox and stole one of the biggest bases that helped them have that comeback in 2004 against the Yankees. Like, you got to have a guy off the bench that you can put in. And I know Clint doesn't want to hear this, but if you're down two or you're down a run and Alvarez hits a double and he's at second, or if Maldonado is at first or second.
Yeah, it's really more Maldonado and people like that more than anything. Yeah. But Alvarez too.
But I'm just saying, if you need somebody, or he gets a single and there's two outs and you need somebody to steal a base to get in scoring position, you got to have a guy like that. And who else on the roster on the bench do they have? That's not Diaz. That's right. Not Marwin Gonzalez.
Nope.
Who else do they have?
No, this is the guy.
Like, this is it. So he is a shoe-in to me to make the postseason roster.
In theory, it would be, you could say that guy is Jake Myers. But I think you need, I think you probably need more. Like, Jake Myers is a good athlete.
Jake Myers is a starter.
Right, right. So I'm with you there.
And this isn't Chaz.
Right.
Like, I don't think, like, even if you got Chaz, you need to have, like, you got to have that type of dude on there. Like, last night, that was just icing. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, I don't know, this is going to have to be some sort of 15, 16 inning affair for him to actually come in to get at bats.
Well, as a clarification, I do think that they're going back to the rule from before of rosters remaining. Like, they did that last year where they expanded the roster a couple players for the postseason. I think they are going to keep it at 26 this year once you get to October. So, which makes it an even more interesting decision of who's going to be on, who's going to be off. And that sort of thing. But to the point, Jose Siri provides not just depth, which has been an issue all year. You hear Adam Spillane of SportsRadio16.com as well, covers the Astros, covers everything for us as well, talk about them not having any noticeable depth beyond their top seven guys. That was an issue. I feel like they've addressed that between, you know, bringing Jake Myers up and him, you know, showing some – he's got some issues too. As far as, like, plate discipline and sort of the same issues that you talk about with Jose Siri. But they have more now, and Siri just adds to the depth that, again, you did not have earlier in the season, and you have it now. And that element of, you know, situations that you described, you know, Jordan hits a double, Michael Brantley, you know, that, like the guys like that, for Jose Siri to be able to spell. I don't know if he's a shoe-in, but I feel like
he's
it's heavily consideration, and I would have a hard time imagining him not putting him on there. And who's going to fill that void? Who's going to play that role that Siri would if he was there?
Yeah. All right, Clint's out today. Brandon is in. Sports Radio 610, catch his stuff in. Tyler is obviously doing the best he can producing this thing. I'm Ron, the show here on Houston Sports, Sports Radio 610. I want to throw this question out to you and the people. 713-572-4610, text in. I'll get your thoughts on this. This is something that me and my wife have been getting into it about, and it reared its head in Napa. When you go to a nice restaurant, let's go over I'm not going to name any because I am whoring myself out to business, and anybody who needs an endorsement, I'm here for. So I won't say
all the restaurants nice if you're doing business
but
with us.
If you are going to a nice restaurant, my wife really gets annoyed that I will make substitutions to the meal.
What?
I will change things out to the meal because I have heard a thing, and I think it's stupid, that a chef will be annoyed if you change out.
Well, it's how much you're doing, because if you're like my wife, it is quite damn annoying.
No, this is my thing, and I will tell her.
This is going to be interesting.
I'm paying for this.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I feel like I'm paying $45, $50 bucks on this plate, I feel like I could change this thing up to however the hell I want to get it. I came in one time. They had this. We were at dinner. They had a nice, what did I get? This pork chop. Double barrel, baby.
Mm.
Pork chop. And they had this mashed potato that was with it. I didn't want it. I wanted these Brussels sprouts that came. I said,
that's not what the meal is.
And I that's what Courtney was like. You can't, like, you gotta, like, people, like, you can't substitute. They take that as disrespect. I don't give a damn. I'm paying for it.
Yeah, but that's also probably worked into the price. So what you are trying to do might cost more than what you're paying for.
Upcharge me. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with sub.
So you do it. I bet you stare Megan down when she makes
some changes. Well, that's because Megan will say, okay, I want this, but take this off and add this. And, take this off and take this off. And then I want to substitute. Once you get up to 3, 4, 5, 6 things you are adjusting to your order, that is ridiculous.
Are you one that just stays the same? Are you one, what is there on there, you take?
Yes, I order what is on the menu. Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm good with all of the substitutions. Look, the way I look at it is,
paying for it.
And not only are you paying for it, I'm suggesting to you that this meal, the way I'm suggesting it, might be better. Maybe you should change your menu.
Maybe
I'm that confident in what I want to eat that maybe what you got here is just not slapping like that.
I'm trying to come in a little healthy. I'm trying to come in with the Brussels. And you're like trying to force me into, like, and the way she said, I bet people turn their nose up at you.
Turn it. Just don't touch my food other than cooking it.
I
you can feel however you want to feel. Like, I'm not here. I don't go to the restaurant to accommodate the feelings of the chef. I thank the chef, but I don't give a damn what
I'm
the chef
really
think
surprised.
And feel. Like, just give me the food that I want.
I'm really surprised by your feeling, Clint, or whatever your name is. Tyler, I'm really surprised by that. I feel like Clint would do the same thing. Text in. Are you a substituter? Do you look down upon people who substitute their meals? Not at Chili's. Damn it.
If you want to do one or two,
what are you doing? Show you're messing with the money.
All right, I got a question. I got a question about the Texans. It's going to be a hard one to answer. A hard one to answer. Right now, if you were given the option to trade Mark Ingram, would you do it? We'll discuss that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
I want to get to this Mark Ingram question I have, but this is coming on the text line fast and furious. I love this. Show just wants to feel special and wants people to jump for him.
Sounds right.
A-hole. From the text line.
I'm humble. God,
no, I just, first off, I'm very humble.
I'm humble.
Have been. And then the next text, which I love the text line. Ron, much respect for asking for changes on the meal. Sometimes I'm at a steakhouse and that has a side or an appetizer with bacon and jam on it. I don't want it. I don't want that.
So go to a different restaurant.
Why?
Yeah, why? Like, what is it that is so sensitive about a chef in a restaurant to where
it's not a sensitive thing?
And it's not like I'm asking you to make something that you don't have or make. I'm asking for something that's on the menu that you provide and just charge me extra. Like, this is the job. This is get another job. Or open another business would be my thing if you don't want to accommodate your customer.
There's a couple of things, though. I do have I do think that is different. I think it is disrespectful if you go to a steakhouse and you order a steak and then you ask for A1 steak sauce. You ask for some steak sauce to accompany that. I don't do that. I think that is disrespectful. Or if I go to
it's not as disrespectful as Landry Locker eating ranch with his steak. Sick.
Yeah, I can't do that either. I'm going to have to take that home.
That one is
just odd.
I'll
have to take that one to the house. So I do think that is. But if I'm going in, I'm paying. I'm coming out there. I'm coming out of a bill. Me and my wife go to dinner, and this bill is approaching $150, $200. I will be damned if I'm not going to get what the hell I wanted to get.
Yeah. Like, I'm not dedicated to the idea that the customer is always right, because I do think a lot of customers be out here out of pocket a lot of times. But when it comes to just requesting something that, again, is on the menu. I ain't asking you to make something that you don't make, and the upcharge part too. Like, now if you start haggling and you want something that changes the price of the actual meal and changes the dynamics of the meal, but you're haggling and wanting the same, you know, wink wink, hook me up type of deal, that is tacky. To go somewhere you don't have no hookup or nothing like that, you don't know them people in there.
Look at him, he's like Courtney.
That is tacky. But if you just want something that is actually on the menu and you say, "Hey, charge me for it, whatever it is extra, charge me the difference," I'm good with that. I go to what's my spot, the Avalon Diner, all the time, and I don't be wanting the grits or the hash brown. I know we're talking about nice restaurants, but this is just like a regular diner. I want a pancake. A pancake changes the price of the breakfast meal, the omelet that I get. I pay extra to get a pancake instead of just the hash browns or the grits, because I want the pancake, they make pancakes.
Again, so I'm fine with the maybe one, a two.
I don't think
two
you
change.
I think you roll your eyes at it. If we were sitting down and we had dinner or something, I think you roll your eyes at me if I did a substitution. I feel like that's what you would do.
Most likely.
Nah, Tyler is drawing from experience because he's been with his
wife.
Were
you a server?
Where she does.
I was. That's
multiples.
What it is. See, he was a server.
Oh, okay.
Someone from the text line just said, as a former server in a restaurant, I want you to be happy with your meal. So obviously Tyler wasn't this. So substitute away. Chef isn't getting the tip. So do you, it's not about the chef. So you were a server and you hated having to do extra work. That makes
sense.
No,
it's not the
right extra stuff crap. That's what it was, because he hates having it.
Oh, shout out Carino's in Baytown.
Give some love.
I don't get it.
I was never a server, never worked in any kind of food restaurant business at all. So
I never knew it was even a problem until she's like, why do you do that?
It's embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing?
Because you are modifying what is on the menu, and you're taking time and you're taking the server's time, and you're going to create a headache for the chef. Why can't you just say, hey, I want this. This thing right here on the menu. Oh, no, I want this. And take this off. Sprinkle some garlic salt on it.
See, I ain't doing
take this
that.
Off and substitute this for that. No. Just order what's on the menu.
No.
Move on.
No. I'm paying for it. Right? There are some combinations. Maybe I like the protein there, and I want it different. Like for me, sometimes when I'm eating a good salmon, I don't want rice that's always there with it. Maybe I want a little something else. Maybe I want that broccoli that's sitting over there.
Give me them collard greens or that cabbage.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe I like, maybe there's a time I'm out there and I want some mashed potatoes while I'm eating salmon. But I can't do it. I can't do it.
Someone says, imagine going to a restaurant where 300 people all wanted to change the way their food is prepared. Your food takes an hour and then you complain to high heaven. Look, I really don't want to do? Eat food and pay to eat food that I'm not interested in eating. Like, and Tyler talked about, it's embarrassing. I got to be honest with you, I don't have sense enough to be embarrassed around people that I don't know. And look, no disrespect to the server, but I mean, I don't really care what you think. I don't care about your opinion. So
you've done this.
I can't be embarrassed.
You've done this. You've ordered something, saw it on the menu, and thought, man, I really want like this part of it, but I don't really like that, but I'll just get it anyway. Just so I can have, like, you really liked.
I just did that at brunch this past weekend.
What did you order?
I kind of argued with myself, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to order what's on the menu. It was chicken and waffles, and the eggs came poached. I'm not a real big fan of poached eggs.
And what would you wanted it? You wanted scrambled?
I was thinking either doing a different kind of egg or maybe substituting. Then I was like, you know what? She came to me from order, and I said, I'm just going to order what's on the menu.
What did you want it? Scrambled?
Maybe that. Really, any option of eggs is better than poached to me.
Yeah. No,
so
I
you
agree.
Could. So you wouldn't change the eggs?
But the eggs
That's
come
stupid.
Like on the waffles and chicken and stuff. Like it's a part of the actual whole thing. Like it's not on the side. It's like on top of
it. It could have been made on it. Right. That's even worse.
Yeah, they make it from scratch, Tyler.
Well, I didn't want to put anyone out. And you know what? It tasted fine.
It's not like they have to take the poached egg off the waffle.
I also assumed that the people that put these menus together know people's palates and what's going to taste best.
I don't know your palate.
I know nothing.
Tyler is being absolutely ridiculous. I want to do this. Eddie was a waiter for 30 years. This has gone off the rails. That's right. Eddie is a waiter for 30 years. Eddie, do you have any problem? Don't lie to me. Eddie, do you have any problem with guests making multiple substitutions to their meal?
Here's the thing. Say you go to a restaurant that on a Friday night that's busy. And generally speaking, the busier restaurants are going to be the better restaurants. That's why they're busy. If you go to a restaurant that's taking care of 300 people, and everyone in that restaurant wants to substitute. So you got a chef with everything in the kitchen. Everyone wants to substitute. What's going to happen? Your food's going to take over an hour, and then you're going to complain. Mm. Where's my food? How come I can't get what I want?
Eddie,
great point.
No, Eddie. How often has that happened where you have been a server at a restaurant and everybody had substitutes?
Oh, you would be surprised, my friend. Everyone's like, oh, well, they can do it for me. That's what everyone thinks.
Hell yeah.
That's exactly what y'all's ideology is. Exactly. Eddie's point is valid.
Right. And then the people right next to him will say, oh, well, you can do it for me. And then the next table will say, you can do it for me. Everyone thinks they're the center of the universe, but they don't think about anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, Eddie. Yeah. All right. Point taken, Eddie. You worked in the field. Now, that ain't going to stop me from changing. I don't believe that Eddie has been at a restaurant that 300, every single one of the guests are having substitutes. I don't believe that happens. I don't believe that happens often.
If they're listening to y'all, they are.
I think there are a lot of people like Tyler who are sit there and eat something that they don't want to eat because it's a rule on there. That's silly as hell.
Yeah, no, Tyler, let them scramble your eggs, man. Do you know how easy it is to scramble eggs?
You know how mad that has made me? That has really pissed me off.
Man, I go in there and scramble your eggs for you if we are going together. I'd be like, man, let me go in here and scramble this dude's eggs so he don't have to be out here talking about, it was good enough. That you and you paid for it, man. Let them scramble your eggs.
Let me have been there with you.
That's got to be the easiest modification.
Made you feel so bad about them eggs. You stupid.
It tasted good, and I didn't waste anyone's time.
No, it did not taste good because you told the truth 3 minutes ago. 3 minutes ago, your word was fine. It was fine. Not it tasted good. You just put up for it. How much you paid for it? Under $40. Oh my God!
Well, are we counting everything? I was having quite a few mimosas, so
yes, all of it.
Yeah, it was definitely over $40.
You're the customer, man.
That really,
you're not there to satisfy them. They there to satisfy you.
It's unbelievable.
So
that's the saddest.
Be the customer, man.
I can't even talk about this anymore. I can't. I really can't. Brandon Scott, he's in for Clint. Clint's out. Tyler is. I've lost a little bit for him in the last 7 minutes. I really have.
Ticket show.
No, eat those poached eggs. I've been sitting there. How's those eggs? Idiot.
I just want him to know he doesn't have to be oppressed
this way. He
doesn't
have to do that. He doesn't. He really doesn't.
I'm telling you, there's freedom. There's freedom in modifying your order.
Here's my question, and I feel so bad. I'm going to let Tyler answer it first. You can text in with this. You can continue with this if the text line's absolutely going berserk with this. Right now, I watched the Ravens. They played yesterday. And the Ravens, don't be a running back for the Ravens because you're going to get hurt. Le'Veon Bell, look out.
Just don't practice.
It's going to happen.
Don't practice.
So they played yesterday, and Lamar Jackson was the leader in terms of rushing the ball for them, which is not a huge surprise.
Right.
But I don't think he had 60 yards. I'm pretty sure he had 58 yards and led the team in rushing. And then after that, some fella by the name of Tyson Williams. That's how my grandfather would say Williams. Williams. He had 9 for 35, and really it was struggle after that because he had one run for 35 yards on a 4th-and-1 for a touchdown. Latavius Murray, he didn't get hurt, but that's coming, I'm sure of it. He had 10 for 28. They struggled. They struggled running the ball, especially outside of the 86 yards that Lamar got.
Mm-hmm.
If they called you, and Tyler, you can go first. If the Ravens got on the phone, which I'm sure they've talked with Nick Caserio, and they, after the first game of the year, we remember the performance that Mark Ingram had. Multiple touchdowns. He was big time.
Big trust. Woo, woo.
That's right. They know him. He's played there the last couple of years. If they called him up and said, all right, listen, Nick, I'll give you a fifth-round pick. I give you a fifth-round pick right now for Mark Ingram. You're doing it.
Yes.
So you didn't get pushed off of the game he had. And look, the Texans are 1-0.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about it when we were talking
fifth
about this earlier
pick.
For a second. But, yeah, you got to do it.
You're doing it. Fifth-round pick, Brandon.
I don't think you got to do it. I honestly don't think you got to. I don't think you got to do it. And so let's preface all of this by saying this, okay? There is not a single player on this roster who is not tradable, especially keeping in mind that they're probably going to trade Deshaun Watson eventually. Like, they're about to trade their best player. So there's, like, anybody can go.
No, there's nothing. Bradley Roby, they did in a blink.
Anybody can go. Anybody. So with that in mind, I'll say that I do believe, at least that they believe, in what they're preaching about culture and trying to establish some kind of foundation of what they want the team to be and what they want the team to reflect. And I think Mark Ingram actually embodies that. If they were wanting to trade Mark Ingram, I feel like they probably would have had opportunities to have done that by now. Like, they could have done that before this game when all of those running backs were dropping like flies last week. Like, I understand the question. I understand the intrigue. I think a lot of us were kind of piqued our ears a little bit and eyebrows a little bit when those running backs started to go down, because we kind of figured, oh, there's a tie there.
They've carried five. They've got five.
It makes sense. And we know that Nick Caserio likes to deal draft picks, whether it's trading for them or trading them away, just using them as draft capital. We know that he's not afraid to do that. So it makes sense. But I do think, again, that Mark Ingram is a couple of things. a productive player, at least right now, you know, from what we've seen so far, and he's the culture fit that they're looking for. And when you look at the guys that they've traded away, you think about a Shaq Lawson or Bradley Roby, Keon Crossan, who I think was more than anything just a marginal. That's a marginal move. So you've got guys like if they're a contributor and they're a culture fit, I think more than likely they'll keep them. And you hear Mark Ingram talking about kind of Baltimore basically giving up on them.
I
think there's an element of that there. Like, does Mark Ingram even really want to go back to Baltimore?
I hope
having this opportunity,
Brandon. I hope that's not the case. I hope that's not the thinking. Like,
what's that?
Oh, and he's a culture guy, and you know,
well, on top of being a productive player. Like, I don't like the whole culture thing. He's not good. Don't give me Nick Martin.
No. This thing though needs to be about the future and everything we can build towards that. And I know some would say a fifth round pick. Like, listen.
Yeah. I mean, what's that?
Well,
that's Brett. I mean, so trade Mark Ingram, inactive tight end in week one.
It can be Brevin Jordan, who they're really high on, or it can be, hey, let me add this to move up to get a guy like Nico Collins in the third round. Let me add up to move up to get some things where you're not going to sign. I would be surprised if Mark Ingram, and there's something wrong if Mark Ingram's on this team next year.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Right.
More likely than not that he's not.
And I don't want to poo-poo off the leadership, right? But I do think continuing to build and get assets are as important for the future than even a guy like Mark Ingram, especially if his value is this high with the psychotic need that the Ravens have. And hold on, the 49ers just lost their starting running back as well with the season-ending injury as well. So I'm just saying, with the need that those teams have, like, I still think you got to build towards the future, and everything you said about Mark Ingram is true. I still don't know that it's worth it enough to say let's keep him throughout the rest of this year and not get an extra pick that could be something.
And see, I'm the opposite, and it's probably because, like, I'm not the extreme of Bill O'Brien, rookies don't know anything and the draft doesn't matter, and that extreme. But I am on the side of give me a proven player, a player that I know can play over a draft pick, especially a middle, late round draft pick any day. So, like, for me, I'd rather have Mark Ingram over pretty much any fifth round
pick. In most circumstances, but even the Texans circumstance where they are right now.
Well, here's the difference. I'll explain that. The difference is, like, if you're talking to me going into this draft, the draft that they just had, I'm much more with you because they didn't have a lot of draft picks. They needed every pick that they can get. This thing is kind of resetting and getting back to normal after this year. They're going to have every pick and every round that they need going forward. Like, it's not like they are down the draft capital that they were when Bill O'Brien first started losing his mind here. Like, they're not in that place anymore. I think they have draft capital. I don't think you're that desperate for a fifth-round pick that you have to trade your starting running back.
That's not just...
Now, to me, that's desperate. That's desperation.
That would be desperate.
He's your starting running back, and you're trading him for a fifth round pick for the possibility of maybe trading that up so you can get another second or third round pick.
Yeah, like, it's for the future. I mean, you're in a
we're going into a rabbit hole for me at that point. But you have a productive player already.
But Brent, he's your starter for a year, and he's not like your head and shoulder starter. I mean, like him and Phillip Lindsay are guys that are comparable. You're not going to have him pass this year.
But I also think that this year matters. Like, I'm not the tanking guy. Yeah, no, I totally think that this year matters in terms of, like, the present. Like, you're building for your team in the future, but you don't just ignore right now and just say, you know what, we don't need a starting running back. We want the fifth round pick.
Have a starting, though. Like, you don't think Phillip Lindsay's a starting running back?
No.
In this
season. Well, I think he could be, but I think you're better off with Mark Ingram as your starting running back. I think that's pretty obvious at this point. I think earlier in the season, in the offseason, I probably would have told you Phillip Lindsay. But based off of what I've seen, I like Mark Ingram better. Look, I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, I can't believe that they traded Mark Ingram for a fifth round pick. They must not care. You know, but I don't think it's necessary. Like, I would give it some consideration, but more than likely I'd keep my established player. Again, I want established players over draft picks unless I don't have draft picks. This is where they were this past offseason. They lacked picks. They lacked draft capital. To me, that's more of a problem than just saying, hey, let's just stockpile on picks and it's pretty much reset. Like, you're not in the draft starved, you know, draft pick starved position that you were when Bill O'Brien was at the helm. I don't think it's necessary.
Great news for the Astros if they didn't need any more. Things are coming into shape. We'll tell you exactly what that is coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.